To Cat Chat and Dog Talk. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Sean, the natural vet, on our new show. We love cats and dogs and the people who care for them. We're here for 2 whole hours to answer any question you have about your pets. The number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. You can also email us at radiopetlady@gmail.com before any show, and we'll answer your question on the air. And don't forget that if you write us at radiopetlady@gmail.com, you'll get a free box full of freeze-dried protein treats from Whole Life Pet, good for dogs and cats. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Waruva Pet Food, Precious Cat Litter, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil, and the Honest Kitchen Raw Dehydrated Pet Food made in a human food facility. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is a production of 8 Paws LLC and Dr. Sean Messonnier DVM PC, which are solely responsible for its content. And now we'd also like to thank the newer sponsors of the show, Platinum Performance Supplements, the pheromone products Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs, Vectra for parasites, and Halo Purely for pets. Please know that all support for this show is by invitation only. These are companies we use ourselves and hope you will show your appreciation for their support by becoming customers too. Dr. Sean, how are you doing tonight?
I am great, Tracy. How are you up there?
I'm up. It's getting a little warmer up here in Vermont.
That's what I heard.
A little
good.
Warmer, yeah. We're in the double digits, not the single digits, so that's always
that's better.
A happy thing. I
want
to let all
true.
Of you know it, all of you that are out there listening know, again, what the number is, because I have to keep reminding you until you've learned it by heart. 888-627-6008. And there's a prize. Every show, there's going to be a cat caller that gets a Cat-A-Track coupon for free Dr. Elsie's Precious Cat Litter. And the Dog Bible mini leash bookmark for the dog owner to put inside their dog Bible. So we're just going to randomly just pick a dog and a cat caller every night. But we have some great promotions we want to tell you about. Some of the wonderful companies that we work with and that are sponsoring the show want to do something special for you listeners. We're really excited to already have so many people listening. And we're only just a few weeks old. Halo Purely for Pets has an introductory special for $20, no shipping fee. Go to RadioPetLady.com and you will see the very first thing you'll see is this show, and you'll see the fabulous intro. They've got dry food and wet food and treats and all for $20. The other thing is that Necco Flies is starting a really cool contest just for our show. The name of the contest is Your Cat Weirder Than Bubba? All righty, I'm not kidding. Her cat, Bubba, Sean, Ellen Tsuzuki's cat, Bubba, the woman who designed and owns Necco Flies, the great wand toy for cats, is
now, Bubba sounds like a Texas cat.
Yeah, you would think so. But yes. He lives in Canada, and
okay.
He lives to be blow-dried. And it's already become – she put it up yesterday for our contest, Is Your Cat Weirder Than Bubba? All okay. You have to do – is send an email to radiopetlady@gmail.com. Send a photo or video or just describe something weird your cat does. Bubba has to be blow-dried every single day. If he doesn't, he meows around the house. If he's in a dead sleep, she says, Bubba, want to be blow-dried? The cat leaps to his feet, meows, and runs into the bathroom and jumps on the top of the toilet. And she blow-dries him. It's crazy. So – that is the Necco Flies contest. Please tell your friends. There's going to be multiple winners. You're going to win a Necco Flies toy. Is Your Cat Weirder Than Bubba? Also, there's a 10% off of Necco Flies for our listeners. If you go to RadioPetLady.com, all you have to do is click on the thing and you get 10% off. Nordic Naturals is also doing a contest with
Yay.
Us because our show is called Cat Chat and Dog Talk. One of the contests is me and my dog, and the other is me and my cat. All you have to do is put that in the subject line, me and my dog or me and my cat. You can do 2 separate ones. To RadioPetLady@gmail.com. If you want to put a photo of your dog or cat or a description or anything you want, it's fine. But really, you just enter the contest. The dog winner gets a copy of the Dog Bible, Pet Omega capsules, a What's Essential t-shirt, and a swag bag. And the cat winner gets a cat Bible, the 2-ounce Pet Omega oil, the What's Essential t-shirt, and a swag bag. Go to RadioPetLady.com. You see photos of all the cool things you can win. So a lot of really good stuff is happening. Glad to say. Here's the number one more time. I am proud and thrilled to tell you, Sean, we already have our phones filling up, which is music
to
our ears.
That's very exciting. Yes, it is.
It is. 888-627-6008. A little later tonight, Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins is going to be calling back in to explain Vectra for fleas to our good new friend Leah, who had not a good experience with another product.
Yes.
But we're going to jump right on with Marcia, who marvelously is calling in, having already emailed us. Marcia on line three, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Dr. Sean.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to have you here. I know that you have ordered Doggy Goo Silver, which is one of the sponsors of this show, one of our advertisers, and the inventor, the developer of Doggy Goo, which is for allergies, itching and scratching. And you had a brilliant question, Marcia, and I want to tell you that you're going to win the dog prize because it's such a great question. What's great about it is that you're already using things that I have recommended, and you want to know, is this going to be too much of a muchness? So tell Sean what you wrote me in your email.
Okay. I've been using Platinum Performance and Nordic Naturals.
Good.
And I heard your interview about the Doggy Goo Silver, Tracy, on one of your shows. And
yes,
I started thinking about the benefits of each of the products, and I thought, will I be overdoing it, so to speak, by giving Platinum Performance, which is full of nutrients and
right,
all of the good stuff, and then also the fish oil. I knew that the silver goo had, you know, omega oils and things in it, so I just didn't
right,
want to overdo it. And that was my question: what would you do? And so I just had that thought and wanted to get your opinion, both of your opinions.
It's a super question. I'll give my answer real quick, and then Sean, who is Mr. Supplement, I mean, that's what a holistic doctor does. They say to you, here's all the things you can do to keep you strong and keep you well and keep your immune system good. Doggy Goo, it has been developed by a veterinarian, and it's the delivery system is through the mouth, which is a very different way than through an injection or through a pill or anything that actually goes through your digestive system. It enters the bloodstream through the mucous membranes, brains in the mouth. And it's all these natural holistic ingredients, all designed for the problems of aging dogs. And there's so many senior dogs. And it helps the brain and it helps joints. But when the omega-3s in that product are not fish oil, because that would be unstable. That has to be either in a capsule or in a refrigerated bottle. So it's omega-3s from plants, which are good, but they're not as potent, and they don't enter the body in the same way. We should have someone on to explain that, Sean, sometime. The smart people about omegas really explain it well. So the Platinum is designed specifically as a joint supplement. Yes, it has many other good nutrients, but it's targeted. It was developed and designed for joint problems, both to prevent them and to help with them. So my dogs have always been on that, and they've always been on Nordic. I have two old dogs getting older, and the Doggy Goo enters the system in a different way. You can't really take in too much omega-3. In fact, you can only take in too little. And taking in too little is a problem because on a cellular basis, and I have had this discussion with some really smart veterinary nutritionists, too little is almost like nothing at all. Too much, there's no such thing because the body is constantly in need of it. So, Sean, what do you say about – so to my mind, using all three of them at different times in the day, because Doggy Goo Silver has to be used on an empty stomach because it enters the body through the mouth, through the mucous membranes, and the lining of the intestine. Not into the bloodstream, but the lining of the intestine, which is where there's a lot of receptors. So the others can be used with food, but the Doggy Goo has to be used at a separate time. So the body could be needing it even more at those in-between times. I'm sure a lot of your patients, Sean, are on multiple supplements.
Yeah, you know, it's very unusual that we'd have just one supplement. And, you know, sometimes
right,
I have to explain to people that they're on supplements for a variety of reasons. There's no one supplement that does everything. And, you know, I'll give you an example. We had a pet that came in today with allergies. And the owner was saying, well, gee, why is he on six different things? Well, each supplement, each herb or homeopathic works at a different part of the biochemical reaction that causes the pet to itch. Just like you might want to use steroids for one thing and a histamine for something, a different drug. It's really not any different. In addition to trying to stop, in this case, the pet from itching, we're also trying to heal the system to prevent more itching. So I think you probably could over-supplement a pet. I mean, there's so many things out there you could give. I mean, I think you'd probably be limited by time and how much money you want to spend. But I think what you're doing right now is fine. I would totally agree with everything that you've said, Tracy, and everything that we're doing with this pet.
And I think what's great, Marcia, is that people sort of forget that as their dog especially gets into the senior years, a lot of these body systems, organs, mental stuff begins to decline. And if you're able to supplement this stuff before you lose it, and Sean, you and I know this is true of ourselves, somebody better start supplementing us big time. Because if we start to lose our gray matter, we are so
That is it.
Yeah, that's it. We're done. We're already so cooked.
Do our show anymore. No, we just started.
Oh, my God. We'll say, who are you? What are you? What's, you know? So I'm like, you know, I think I should start licking up the goose silver for real because – humans aren't paying enough attention to this. We're paying more attention to it for our pets. It's like, oh, what a cool new idea. But like, what about you and your father and your grandmother and, you know, yike. So it's great that dogs have been targeted with this. I think it's a wonderful question. You're going to get the mini leash bookmark. If you write me back at radiopetlady@gmail.com, I'm sure I have your address somewhere because you've got to get the whole life pet treats. But I want to send that to you in the mail. And it fits right into the dog Bible as a bookmark. And it also will fit into any of Dr. Sean's books. So if you have a chance to look at any of his books online, I think you'll learn a lot about what's in all these supplements. It's his specialty. And he really knows
it. Right. I do have two of Dr. Sean's books. So.
Oh, my God. We love Marcia.
So you know that I love supplements. Yes.
Yes. And we know we love Marcia. She has Dr. Sean's books. Oh, my God. Marcia, you're our new favorite person.
We love you to death.
We're very fickle, though. You're our new favorite person until the next caller. We're awful. Thank you so much for the question. But really, as much as anything else, thank you for loving and caring for that dog so much. Really. That's very touching. Absolutely. And don't forget, along with your address, Marcia, send me, if you'd like to, a photo of the pooch so I can put it up on my online photo gallery because a little bit of fame goes a long way, you know?
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Terrific. Great talking to you, and thank you for the call. Okay. Have a great night. We have Debbie back on the line. We almost lost you, Debbie. Welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. We're so glad you're here.
Hi. How are you?
We are dandy, thrilled to have friends out there calling us and just wanting to say hey or ask a question. How can we help you?
Well, my dog has had diarrhea for a week, and I just have her now on chicken and rice.
Good.
And I bought Slippery Elm today and probiotic, and I want to know what you think of that.
Oh, wow. Sean, I think she's barking up the right tree, so to speak. I guess the first question we'd want to know is, do you have any idea what triggered the diarrhea, and how old is your dog and what kind of dog?
Oh, it's a Shih Tzu, and she'll be 3 in April.
Okay,
so she's really young. Has she ever had long-standing diarrhea like this before?
No, this is the first time.
Any vomiting?
She was at the very beginning of the week. She was vomiting and diarrhea, and then the vomiting stopped, and now it was just diarrhea.
Wow. And do you think she got in? They usually think that's what people usually think, that the animal got into something that she ate that disagreed with her. Do you think that's what happened?
Well, she's always, she's always has her head to the ground, and she's always eating everything on the ground all the time.
Uh-huh.
They take her to the park.
Yeah. Where do you live, in a city?
Yeah, it's in Green Valley Ranch, where we have all these parks all over the place.
So she could have picked up somebody's old hot dog or something. Does she, other than the diarrhea and the early vomiting, does she seem to be her own self? Does she seem happy enough and well enough? Does she seem, like, personality-wise, okay?
She's happy. She's hungry. She's drinking. She wants to play. Yeah, she's really good.
Good. So this is definitely a Dr. Sean question vis-a-vis not only the Slippery Elm, but which probiotics do you recommend, Sean, because there's thousands to choose from.
Well, I think you're off to the right start with trying to supplement her, and you got the chicken and rice, which is bland. The reason that we recommend these bland foods is because if you feed regular food, even good regular food like we talk about with the halo and some of the other foods, those foods have more fat in them than we would like for a pet with gastrointestinal disease, like vomiting or diarrhea. So trying to decrease the fat in the diet, which will decrease more of what's called an osmotic load coming into the small intestines and the colon, which just makes the diarrhea worse, is an important first step. I think slippery elm is fine. It helps to coat the intestinal tract. Probiotics, I actually use the product. This is actually on my website. It's called Enzymes and Probiotics. It's a little powder you put on their food.
I like that.
So you're getting
that.
Probiotics plus enzymes, which is another favorite supplement of mine for pets with GI problems, to help the dog digest and absorb nutrients more. The only concern I guess I would have, this has gone on a week. If it goes on more than a few more days, I would really have her checked out by your doctor, because sometimes these pets can have parasites. You mentioned she may pick things up on your walks, and that needs to be treated. The other thing is, if it's going on for too long, she possibly could get a little dehydrated being a small dog. So if it goes on more than another day or two, especially with the good diet change you're doing temporarily and the slippery elm and the probiotics, which are all helpful, have somebody see her. Especially before the weekend. I hate pets to be sick over the weekend, because sometimes that means you go to the emergency clinic, which is really expensive, and you still have to follow up with your vet on Monday. So if this is still going on by Thursday at the latest, see your vet Friday just to make sure she's going to make it through the weekend okay without getting really sick.
And Debbie, you already went to the vet, right?
Do you like pumpkin? Do you believe in pumpkin?
Did you already go to the vet already to get checked on?
Yes, I did, yes.
Oh, all right. I didn't catch that.
Did they do a fecal sample? Did they take some stool and check it?
Yeah, and they said she's fine.
Okay, good.
The only thing we would like to point out is the Giardia, some of these really bad gut parasites, you have to do multiple fecal samples to find out.
And they may have to send that to the lab, because Giardia is hard for us to find in our offices. There are special tests the lab will do. And if I have a pet that still has diarrhea after several days of the supplement you're doing, then I would go ahead and repeat the fecal, as Tracy mentioned. I do a fecal gram stain looking for Clostridia. And I send some feces off for Giardia and sometimes a culture. So there may be more things to do, but I'm glad you'd already gone to the vet. You asked about the pumpkin. Okay. I think the pumpkin's fine. That helps give extra fiber. There's actually a supplement on my site called Scoot No More that's mainly made for dogs with anal sac problems, but secondarily can help with diarrhea, or we use it in a lot of kitties with constipation. And it's kind of weird, because fiber can help with diarrhea, or fiber can help with constipation. It actually
works. Which is true in humans also. Debbie, to find the enzyme probiotic product, anybody that wants to see some of the really great products that Dr. Sean has picked out of all the hundreds there are, go to RadioPetLady.com. You'll see our show. And right there you'll see his PetCareNaturally.com store. You click right from there, and here's the secret. If you go to RadioPetLady.com, you get the discount code, and you get 10% off. What about What about leptospirosis, Sean? Is that something that we think about, or is that only in the summer months?
I don't usually worry about that with diarrhea, especially if the pet is good. Leptospirosis typically causes kidney or liver problems.
Okay.
And so this little dog seems like he's in pretty good health, except for diarrhea.
Yes.
I wouldn't worry about that at this point. But if the dog's getting worse, a blood test can certainly check for leptospirosis and a bunch of other things at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, I think that
I
after
two more
a week,
questions.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
How long does she stay on the slippery elm for, and how long does she stay on rice and chicken for?
Okay. Basically, I would like the diarrhea to be totally gone, plus have 5 to 7 more good days. And once the diarrhea is gone, you've got several more good days of no more diarrhea. You slowly introduce her prior food, which I hope is a good natural food, back to the chicken and rice. The slippery elm, you can just stop once she's back on her regular food. The enzyme and probiotic powder that I mentioned that we use in our practice, that's on the website Tracy gave out, she can stay on that forever. And actually, I prefer she stay on that forever, because that may help minimize more diarrhea in the future. And it also does help produce a healthy gut. Remember that the GI tract is the biggest part of the immune system, so we want to ensure the healthy gut and healthy immune system. And enzymes are just good for all of us anyway, including our pets, to digest and absorb nutrients in the food more, so that you're not getting food coming out of the other end. Maybe that might be not as digested as we'd like, so you're wasting your money if she's not getting all the nutrients from the food.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
What is it called so I can get it again?
You're going to go to RadioPetLady.com. And then you're going to see Dr. Sean's website, petcarenaturally.com. But click from my website, from our major website, mm-hmm. so you can get the code for the discount because everybody loves a bargain. Okay?
Yes.
So just go to Radio Pet Lady.
What's the stuff?
Oh, the enzyme and probiotic. What's the brand name before we go to the next call?
Okay, it's made by Vet Classics. And what you do after you go to Tracy's website – you'll click on the link to my site, and right on the left-hand side of the page is Dr. Sean's Natural Store. Click on that.
Yep.
There are probably 10 to 15 supplements on there. We have the Feel-Away, the Adapto we talk about all the time for the stress
right.
of dogs and cats. And I'm constantly adding new things to the site. So spend some time, check that out. But enzyme and probiotic and the Scoot No More powder, which has the pumpkin in it, plus a couple of other things for diarrhea.
Okay, we've got to go to a break because we love Debbie, but we have so many other calls holding, and we've got to go to a break.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for the call. We're so thrilled you called us. We're going to go to our first little break, and we come back. We've got Misty holding, but we have Linda and a whole group online, too. Quite exciting. And Carolyn, we know you're there. So we'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses no inferior rendered byproducts, meals, or chemicals in any of their products. Halo is purely focused on your pet's well-being. No chicken meal or other rendered meats. Halo foods are guaranteed safe and have never been recalled. Halo's entire line, including treats, supplements, and grooming supplies, will help your pet be vibrant, happy, and healthy inside and out. This show is also brought to you by PetFlow.com, an online store for pet foods and more that is privately owned by pet lovers like you who want to give their dogs and cats the best nutrition possible with the least hassle for themselves. The real value is the auto delivery schedule. For people who go to the same store and have to drag home the same food every month, PetFlow.com is perfect for you. There are over 200 brands, in particular the ones we love on the show, like Halo, Waruva, The Honest Kitchen, Nordic Naturals, Precious Cat Litter, and many more. There is free shipping with a minimum $49 order and no sales tax except New York, New Jersey, and Nevada. The link is on RadioPetLady.com. Support for Dog Talk comes from Precious Cat Litter, which is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. Cat Attract Litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box and has helped get thousands of cats back into their litter boxes. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Support for Dog Talk also comes from PetFlow.com, which carries all the Precious Cat litters with special offers at RadioPetLady.com. We are back, and that number to call us and ask us any question you want is 888-627-6008. That's toll-free, 888-627-6008. And Misty, thank you so much for hanging on so long. Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet, and I are delighted you're here, and we'd love to know how we can help you.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, Misty. What's going on?
Hi there. Okay, I've got two different situations. Another diarrhea question.
That's okay. Diarrhea is us.
Yeah, it's a popular thing. Okay, it's not only liquid diarrhea. He had liquid diarrhea when I first got him. He's a purebred cat, a rag doll, and he had diarrhea on and off. But he never has a hard poo, like maybe once every other week he has a hard poo. And then normally it's just mushy. It's not liquidy. He's on wellness, usually grain-free food. I change his food not that often, but it's always grain-free. And the only food he gets is freeze-dried chicken.
Do you mean that it's dry food?
The Halo.
And
I just started him. He gets 40 flora sometimes in his food, and I just started him on a probiotic. And I've been giving him pumpkin that didn't help. So now I'm trying slippery elm, too. Is there
Does he have dry or canned food?
Canned.
Oh, good for you. All right.
That's good.
Been listening to our show. Good for you.
Must be.
All right. So let me tell you, I've got a rag doll, so obviously I have a special place in my heart for the rag dolls. However, it is not normal to have a solid poop once every couple of weeks. There's something going on here. So how long has this been going on, this problem?
Well, he's a year old, on and off for the whole year.
Okay. So a couple of things. Have you tried changing the diet to a different either flavor or different brand?
Yeah, I have.
What else did you try? What other brand, just out of curiosity?
I've tried that. I can never say it. Waruva.
Waruva?
Oh, good. All right.
Reva, yeah. And I've tried Wellness. I've tried Blue. All top line.
All good ones.
Stuff,
yeah.
All grain free. Before Grain, it's called, or the Merrick one.
Right.
I don't know. So he seems to like the Wellness the most, but I don't know. Maybe I'm giving him too much freeze dried chicken because he likes that as treats.
I don't think the diet's a big deal. This is what I would do. Have you taken him to the doctor at all to get checked up, or like we talked about a few minutes ago, have a few fecal samples run?
Yeah, he's had it done. He's had three.
Okay. And has your doctor tried treatment with anything, any sort of medication?
No, just Flagyl, and I gave it to him, but that didn't, you know, it wasn't really liquidy. It was just mushy, too. So
this is what I would do. If he were in my practice, I would do some additional supplements like you're talking about, maybe the enzymes and probiotics that we mentioned. I'd probably make sure we run a Giardia test like Tracy and I mentioned for the last caller, maybe a fecal culture. If we try different
supplements. He's had a fecal culture, yeah.
And that was negative. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you might want to try the enzyme and probiotics and the Scoot No More powder that we mentioned a few minutes ago, and we can give you the website here in a moment.
Well, I just bought something just yesterday, the ProViable DC. What do you think of that probiotic?
I don't know that particular product. There are a lot on the market, so I've kind of, you know, I try to learn as best I can about a few of them that I really like
right.
and recommend. It doesn't mean these other ones aren't good. I just don't know anything about it. The Nordic Naturals fish oil can also be helpful for inflammation. But what I'm leading up to is if this pet isn't
– I give him fish oil supplement already too. Yeah.
Wow. So
this cat isn't getting any better in my practice. He's going to be getting an x-ray soon. He's going to be getting blood tests soon. And we may be going for an endoscopic biopsy soon to make sure we don't have inflammatory bowel disease. But we need to try some additional supplements. You know, one thing that I mentioned, I think we mentioned this on the show so far, you know, if you can't find a holistic vet by you, you can always drop me a line and we can do a phone appointment if needed if you're not in the area. If you have a holistic vet, that's wonderful too. But your regular vet there, your conventional vet, is going to have to do some of these tests we've talked about because we don't want this to go on very long. If he's had this his whole life, he's only a year old, there's something going on in that gut. And the sooner you find out what it is, the greater chance we're going to get the inflammation under control. As I mentioned last week, cats with chronic inflammation in their gut easily develop cancer, lymphoma of their gut, which we don't want. So I wouldn't put off some more vet visits and some of these tests for much longer. And if he was in my practice within 1 month, if he wasn't really noticeably improved, we're probably going to be doing a biopsy on him.
I know that sounds probably severe to you, Misty, but the truth is the animal's not processing, not digesting, not absorbing the nutrients in the food. So the word cancer is really scary, but the same thing's true in people. If somebody has diarrhea for weeks and weeks and then months and months and a whole year, except for a year in a cat's life is like 6 or 7 or
yes.
In our life.
It's quite a while.
There's a lot of inflammation. They'd be doing a colonoscopy. They'd be doing an endoscopy. They need to do a little bit of biopsies in there and find out what is the process that's going on so we can treat it. Because you've done everything humanly possible. And you can't just say, oh, well, I guess I got a cat with diarrhea. Because diarrhea is not a sign of good health.
Oh, yeah,
no. No,
no,
no.
And you're not saying that.
He's never been on a probiotic yet. So I'm starting that tomorrow. And he's never been on digestive enzymes. So I'll start that. But the slippery elm was started yesterday.
Mentioned the Fortiflora that you give him. That actually is the probiotic. Although you said you didn't give it consistently. So whichever probiotic you want to use, do that.
Yeah, he likes the Fortiflora. He's not a big eater, so I put that in his food every day. But
okay, well, that's a probiotic.
Yeah,
so you already got probiotics.
As normal probiotic.
Okay, so we got a lot of other calls holding. It sounds like you have a serious chronic problem. It's important that you're dealing with it, which you are. And Dr. Sean, you can reach him. Go to radiopetlady.com and you'll get a link right to Dr. Sean's clinic and to his whole practice, and he's there to support you and your doctor in whatever you're going to do next. Okay, it's important to get
one more quick question. If I start him with the probiotic, would I notice a difference right away if it's going to work or not?
Like probably within a few days, you should notice.
Because if it doesn't firm up, then I'll take him in to get some more.
Yeah, got to be seen again. Right. Thanks
sorry you have to go
but
through
he's
this.
Acting,
sorry for
he's
him.
Acting totally healthy and like nothing's wrong with him. He's not.
But don't let that fool you because something's wrong inside his gut or he wouldn't be having diarrhea for, his whole life basically.
I know. And then other people have this often with purebred cats and they just accept it. It's like, but it's important that you're taking
normal.
It seriously. It's not normal and your vet should I know Dr. Klein doesn't like me to say negative things about other vets. He really should have been a little more assertive. This is a very passive vet. You know, you need a vet who's a little more misty. We got to do something here.
That's right.
So
I haven't discussed it with him that much because I just –
Okay, well, let him know what's going on.
Yeah, let him know and let him guide your ship. And please call back in a week or two, and we really want to know how things are going, okay? And write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com. He loves freeze-dried chicken treats, and Whole Life Pet is going to send you a whole box of samples. So that's one little treat for him on the way, okay? Have a great night, and
thank you so much for calling.
Take care. We have Linda and her group on line two. Now, Linda, hello. We don't know what your group is, but we're thrilled.
Yes, I have three cats here on the California coast, and
wonderful.
I have two members of Romeo and Tigger up on New York that you know of that come to visit me every 3 months. They fly in with Diana, and my problem is the alpha. One of my cats is a 9-year-old male cat. The other two cats are female. And the 9-year-old male cat is a very strong alpha that before I serve the food, he beats up on the two girls. And
well, that's really,
I don't know
Linda,
what I could do
it's simple
to
as pie. It's simple as pie. Everybody gets their own dining room. He should never be allowed to exhibit that behavior. If he was a dog, he'd be on a timeout, and he'd be on a leash with a tether and never be allowed to do that. It's totally unacceptable.
Okay.
He may not eat at the same time as the girls. The girls are going to have their own lovely dining room. Close door, play some music, make sure it's wet food on a saucer. Don't be giving anybody in that family dry food. If you're a friend of Romeo and Tigger, by the way, Romeo and Tiger are the mascots of this show. Dr. Sean is a very busy man with a full schedule at his clinic. I don't know if you've had a chance to visit the homepage of our own radio show, Sean, but there are two little toy poodles on there that are simply the cutest dogs that ever lived, and they have little captions, their comments about this show. They are our mascots. So we're extremely happy. Any friends of Romeo and Tigers are friends of ours, but your 9-year-old cat is on a major timeout.
Yes.
Okay.
Major. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to take the girls in another room and say to him, hold your horses, big guy. You get seconds. You get sloppy seconds. The girls get fed two nice saucers behind a closed door, and then he can have his dinner because he has no manners, and he's going to have to learn some.
Gotcha. Okay. And when Romeo and Tigger come down to visit, Tigger and Romeo both put him in his place. So he tones down quite a bit. It's just that, and it's remarkable and it's amazing, and I love it. But when they leave for New York, and just the three of them are here, the three cats, the male is on his own rampage again. So if that'll help, that'll definitely. I've never tried that. I'll definitely try that.
Well, you're gonna be the winner of the cat chat and dog talk cat prize of the night, which is a Cat Attract litter coupon for a whole free container of Cat Attract litter. So that's a really nice thing. I also really hope you'll join the next, and you're going to write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com. Send me your mailing address so you can also get lots of Whole Life Pet treats, but especially you are the winner tonight of that prize. But the other thing that's very good for a cat who behaves like him is a Necco Fly's toy. Now, you need to send me in, is your cat weirder than Bubba? See if there's anything you can think of that any of your cats do that's weirder than Bubba, the cat who loves to be blow-dried. Go to RadioPetLady.com and look at the video of Bubba insisting on being blow-dried because there's going to be multiple winners of Echo Fly's toys. But if you want to buy him a toy in the meantime, one of the best ways to distract a cat who exhibits this kind of aggressive, I'm Mr. Big behavior is to take out the Necco Fly's toy, the wand toy that has this very realistic critters at the bottom of the string, and distract him with a toy.
Okay.
Have him hunt the toy instead of hunting his adoptive sisters. You want to distract him from that bad behavior, not by spraying him with a water bottle, yelling at him, threatening him or withholding anything. You want to say, not them, this please. And get him to play 3 to 4 to 5 minutes is as much as you need to play It will get rid of all of his excess energy. And I think instead of having them be the bait, let the Necco Flies toy be the bait. There's also an important warning with Necco Flies toys, and it's for real. You must lock them up in a drawer that a cat can't open or behind a closed door. Once cats play with Necco Flies toys, they go nuts. And they actually could destroy the toy.
Yeah, go ahead.
So they can destroy the toy or get wound up in the string. So it's only an interactive toy. It's just for people and their pets to play with together. Also, highly recommend Feel Away. Dr. Sean on his website, petcarenaturally.com, that you get to from radiopetlady.com, so you get the discount. I highly recommend Feel Away diffusers to plug into the walls and some Feel Away spray. It's like a comfort blanket. It's like a security blanket. It's like a we're all friends here. It's a pheromone that goes into the air. We humans can't smell it. To cats, it's a feel-good chemical sensor that they have in their brain that picks it up. So I don't know how many rooms there are in your house, but that's how many diffusers you'd need, any room that the cats are in. Most people, at least half the people that try Feel Away, see a remarkable difference in cat behavior issues. So the best place to – and don't be buying some kind of dumber version of it in a pet store, because only veterinarians can sell real Feel Away. There's other products that say they have pheromones in them, but it's a very weak version. Only real Feel Away is real Feel Away, and Dr. Sean has it there for all the cat lovers with cat problems, okay?
Wonderful. Very good. Very good. Excellent.
Well, we're thrilled that you're all out there.
Thank you so much.
It's
Thanks
a pleasure.
Calling.
Thanks for calling is right, and you're the winner of the coupon, so you be sure to write me at radiopetlady@gmail.com because we love winners, right? And make sure
you
also, also you can enter the Me and My Cat, the Nordic Naturals contest. Write to radiopetlady@gmail.com. You can just say your cat's names. If you want to send me pictures, that's great. And you'll be entered in the Nordic Naturals Me and My Cat contest with really good prizes, also visible on radiopetlady.com. So it's just, if it's not one thing, it's another. Just too many good things happening all in one night, right?
Where else can you get all these wonderful things except our show? All these wonderful prizes and free stuff, plus just listening and learning.
Yeah, and knowing that we care. And we really are glad that you called, because his play days and his heyday is over. He's going to be put down a notch or two. He's going to be in shock. But it's okay, because you do it with gentleness. You don't have to do it with harshness. Have a great night, Linda, and thanks for the call. We're really glad to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Likewise.
Take care. Bye. How are we doing, Doug? We have all these people lined up, and there's silence. Where is everybody? Hello?
We know they're out there.
Well, Doug is maybe Doug's on a pee break.
We could do
it's
a little question if you want. We could do one of our emails.
We have so many questions, but we had so many people on hold, and I felt so bad they were holding for so long, and not entirely clear where Mr. Doug is hiding them all. So here's a question that actually one of them was calling in about, April, who was also on the line. April is on line one, so we're going to take April because she has a really big problem that I know we can help her with. April, thank you so much for calling into the show with your wonderful German Shepherd, Tessie. Welcome to the show. Okay, this is not funny, Doug. What in the heck is going on? This is so not okay.
Well, he might have
said, I'm going to tell you April's problem. Sean, here
okay.
it is.
We'll do
he
that.
Has a 7-year-old German Shepherd, Tessie, chewing herself chronically for many months. They tried treating her for mange with doses of Revolution at 2 weeks apart on several different occasions. I've never heard of that for mange. Have you?
You know, if it's sarcoptic mange, it might help. I like to do other things, but that's okay. So maybe they tried to treat with Revolution. That's
what
fine.
What the heck? Then they also tried cortisone, gabapentin, Benadryl, topical Gen 1 spray. They bathe her in eczema shampoos. She thinks it might be obsessive compulsive behavior. I don't. I'm sure this dog has severe skin allergies. She says when she's left alone, she chews on herself, right hip or her tail. They've checked her for hip dysplasia. No, this dog's allergic. She chews herself hairless and raw. And they think that it's a habit, but I know this dog is really suffering from allergies. They have a male German Shepherd, Samson, who doesn't have the problem. Well, of course, one person could be allergic in a family, right, and not another,
sure.
Which goes to prove it's not parasites or anything like that. They live in the house but spend some time each day in the back fenced yard or on the deck. Come in and out the back door at will. It sounds like they have a great life, April. Good for you. Tess eats Taste of the Wild. They supplement with hard-boiled egg and a smear of peanut butter in a bowl in the morning. In the evening, she gets boiled chicken breast. She also gets glucosamine and fish oil tablets daily. They take her to a self-bathing grooming facility and use the blow dryer. Her skin is pink as if irritated. She often scratches around her head, neck, and chest. My suggestion immediately is she is the most dramatic candidate for Doggy Goo. This is a completely holistic supplement that's just for allergies that express themselves in biting and scratching and itching and redness, even if you have open sores from that. So there's a Doggy Goo Club. It's on my website, radiopetlady.com. I use it on my own dog, Scooby. I never told you this story, Sean, but he was licking his anus. Gross. I'm sorry. I thought he was just cleaning up after going to the bathroom. He licked and licked and licked and licked and licked until it was bleeding. I thought, oh, my God. This is really bad. It's probably cancer because, you know, that's what everyone neurotic thinks. I go to the vet. I show and he says, you know what? We're going to have to do a biopsy. If this doesn't get better, we tried some cortisone because that's what you do just to calm it down. The minute it wore off, the dog was bad again. I was trying Benadryl. I was trying all the things April tried with Tessie. At that point, I heard about Doggy Goo, which was this funny name. I thought, what have I got to lose? You'll lick it up. It's peanut butter based. You'll lick it up 2-3 times a day. It has to be licked so it goes into the body slowly. And we canceled the biopsy on this red, bleeding, swollen part of his anus because they say it can take up to a month. But because I caught it really early, he'd only been doing it for several weeks, not several months. In 6 days, he completely stopped licking. Totally.
That's wonderful.
I personally have been having allergy shots, which is the same idea, homeopathic, holistic, for 5 years. And I still have to get them every week. So usually homeopathic, you know, like with like, takes a really long time. For other people, it takes longer, but it deals with it by calming down the inflammation. Fish oil, apparently gets fish oil, probably not enough. It looks like April's back on line one. Doug is telling me this. We're going to try this one more time. Hello, April.
Hello, Tracy.
Oh, you see? Magic. Fabulous. Well, so I told your whole gruesome story for poor Tessie. I personally
I was completely allergic. Listening on my computer.
Oh, goody. Goody. Soon there's going to be an app, and you're going to be able to listen on any device known to man. But at the moment, yes, the computer's the place to listen. Curious – how much fish oil have you been giving her?
She gets 2,000, what is it, the milligrams a day. And what we do is we break open the capsule and squeeze it onto her food. She gets, you know,
what
two
is
of
the
those
brand,
a day.
What is the brand? What is the brand you're using? Because and fish oil alone won't completely cure this level of allergy. She's so extremely allergic. But it does begin to calm down. So what's the brand that you're using?
It's actually from Costco. It's the Kirkland brand.
I need at some point to go have a look at that because one of the things that the same veterinary nutritionist they talked about earlier, Joe Bardich, he's at the University of Tennessee. He knows you. They know you so well there, Sean. They love your work. They have a whole alternative holistic department at the University of Tennessee. And he's one of the biggest leading proponents of fish oil for pets and humans. And ever since I've been aware of Nordic Naturals and the difference in the quality and the concentration of the EPA and all the stuff in the fish oil, he talks about the dosing being so incredibly important. And Nordic Naturals, the capsules, each capsule is for 20 pounds of weight. So if Tessie is a GSD, as a German Shepherd dog, weighs 100 pounds, she'd need 5 capsules a day. You wouldn't have to guess. And the other thing is that even though that Costco capsule may say 2,000, he's made a very good point. If you listen to my show, Dog Talk, if you send me – I have your email address. When that show is broadcast, it's a great conversation because the concentration in there is what really counts. I think you're going to find an incredible difference by trying the Doggy Goo. What we would love, because Sean's unfamiliar with it. But there are advertisers on the show, and I have personal testimonial. If you get Doggy Goo for Tessie, I'm sending you all the information about how to get it, how to get the 30% discount, how to mix it up, how to give it to her. And you don't see a difference in 10 days to 2 weeks. We want to hear about it either way. If you suddenly see this dog calming down, less biting, less itching, less scratching, it's going to be one of those miracle stories of which I've heard now about a dozen just in the time I've been aware of it. So I'd love you to try that because you've tried every other thing known to man. Probably she needs a higher concentration of a higher quality, you know, fish oil, but that's only one part of the picture. So, Sean, are you curious to see what her outcome is?
Yeah, I'd like to see kind of how that works. That'd be interesting.
Because I'd love Sean to know. I mean, it's not a real study. It's only an N of one, as they say in science. It'll just be Tessie and Doggy Goo.
Right.
But mine was just Scooby-Doo and Doggy Goo, and it was developed by a veterinary dermatologist. That's who developed the ingredients at Doggy Goo. So, you know, it's somebody who...
So tell me, what all is in Doggy Goo?
Well, it's got all these holistic things I can't pronounce. It's no chemicals.
Oh,
it's all holistic. The kind of the kind of supplementation, the kind of thinking, the kind of philosophy of Dr. Sean, who is an integrative holistic vet. The dermatologist uses cortisone and all kinds of chemicals and, you know, things that are Western medicine.
Right.
But the idea of this was to calm down the system because the allergies are in the environment. It's dust, pollen, mites, all the stuff that we also are the most allergic to. And it's all
–
if you go on their website, there's a list of all of it. I can't pronounce it, but they're all herbs and, you know, not from chemicals, all from natural ingredients, which is why it's not cheap but probably why it's so effective. It's really bioavailable. The body can use it really well. Okay.
Now, I ordered also from Dr. Sean's website last night. I believe it was an olive
leaf.
Oh, the olive leaf.
Yes. That's a special of his. Talk about that, Sean, because then we have to go to a break.
Right. It's very, very good for any sort of infection. So we may have an infection going on here. I use it for a lot of skin problems, ear problems, bladder problems, and for any immune support. Dogs with allergies need some immune support.
That's
I use it for my cancer patients. So that's really easy to use. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a wonderful product to add to the Doggy Goo.
And did you get the discount by going to RadioPetLady.com?
I don't think I did.
Oh, God, this breaks my heart. Of course, Sean is like, that's okay.
I can't just the order. You can use that, so don't forget.
Next order. So everybody that wants to check out the really cool things Dr. Sean has, and they are really cool, first go to RadioPetLady.com, look for the secret code, and then click from there right directly over to PetCareNaturally.com. There's really great stuff there. We're so glad you called. We're so glad that you asked. And we really want good things to happen for Tessie. So get the goo licking, and then can you call us back in a couple of weeks and just tell us one way or the other?
Absolutely.
That would be great. April, thank you so much. It's wonderful to get to know you, and we hope that you and Tessie and Samson will be long listeners to the show. It's a pleasure to meet you. Have a great night.
We plan on it. Thank you.
Take care. We are overdue for our little break, so we're going to go on our little break now. When we come back, we have Bernice, we have Carolyn, all the people whose lines dropped off, they're all back. We'll be back in just a minute. This show is also supported by Halo, a small private company owned in part by Ellen DeGeneres, where they genuinely are dedicated to pet health. The company emphasizes giving back by making impressive charitable donations through freekibble.com to shelters and rescues because they believe that less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. You are what you eat is true for animals as well as for us, which is why Halo is the only kibble I feed my own dogs. Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no scary mystery ingredients that are permitted in rendered kibble. There are even shreds of real vegetables along with the dry nuggets. It's why I'd love you to try Halo too. The good folks at PetFlow.com have found a way to surprise you and your pets every month with their Spoiled Rotten Club. There's a separate Spoiled Rotten box for cats and dogs, and each is filled with treats, toys, and accessories you may have never seen before. And all the edible products are made in the USA. It costs only $24.99, which is less than the actual cost of all the amazing goodies in the box. And shipping is free. It makes a great gift that keeps on giving, especially if you're the grandparent of fur kids, because everybody knows grandparents spoil the grandchildren. Go to RadioPetLady.com for the link from PetFlow.com right to the Spoiled Rotten Club. Support for Dog Talk comes from Precious Cat Litter, which is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. respiratory relief litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Support for Dog Talk also comes from PetFlow.com, which carries all the Precious Cat litters with special offers at RadioPetLady.com. We are back. You're listening to Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet, and me, Tracy Hotchner. You're listening to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. We are thrilled you found the show. Now, here's the number to call us. It's wonderful to be able to answer all your questions. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Toll free. Just give us a call. While we say hi to Bernice, you're back. It's great to have you here, Bernice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
Tell us how we can help you.
I have a question about a friend of mine that has a six-year-old cat. He's really wonderful. He's very affectionate. He's very friendly, but he does two things. He licks himself constantly to the point where he's lost about a fifth of his body hair, and he only seems to defecate not in his cat litter but in the bathtub where the cat litter is, and she's going crazy and just doesn't know what to do about this. Any thoughts?
Feel away, feel away, feel away. This is a cat with a lot of anxiety. You're going to go to RadioPetLady.com. You're going to look for our show. It's the first thing you'll see right in your face, and you'll look for Dr. Sean's own online store, PetCareNaturally.com. She needs to put feel-away diffusers in every room where this cat spends time and use the feel-away spray as well. A lot of cats have this bathtub thing where they like to poo in the bathtub. There's no real logic to it. Other cats insist on your grandmother's Aubusson carpet, you know, in the living room. The important thing is cat attract litter. So one issue is the cat is obviously filled with anxiety. All of this licking, I mean, sure, fish oil should be on Nordic Naturals, no doubt about it. If the cat's on dry food, that greatly, greatly influences a lot of skin problems. So she's got to get on wet food. There has to be Nordic Naturals fish oil in the food. But feel away needs to be in the environment because the cat is already in this distressed state. So, you could also ask her what, you know, has anything changed? Was he always like this? Has it only happened since her husband left her, her kid went to college, she suddenly got a job and was gone all day? All kinds of human things can happen in a household that affect a cat.
Well, I think part of it is because she had another cat that she had to put to sleep about 9 months ago. And he's very, very close to her.
So
related to that?
Yep, absolutely. And this is why feel away is so valuable in emotional conditions for cats. Next week on the show is the first Tuesday of the month, and that's when Anne-Marie, the animal communicator, will be here. Your friend who lost her kitty would do very, very well to call in. Anne-Marie makes these extraordinary connections that I don't begin to understand, but I've seen it happen over and over, particularly when a pet has passed away and there's a hard grieving time for the animals left behind, often very hard for humans. Sometimes the animals need to have a way to express, and sometimes through Anne-Marie they can do it, what it is they're feeling and what it is they're needing. So you would do her a great favor to introduce her to the show. Send me her email address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. She'll get some whole life pet treats for this kitty who's still here, but also I'll be able to tell her, in case she doesn't already know about the show from you, how to call in.
Okay.
The feel away is really valuable, and Dr. Sean has it. Sean, I'm sure you've had cats come into your clinic with these kinds of things that appear to be medical, but they're really emotional.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. So I think emotional support is always important. Let's clean that stuff up first, and we can deal with the medical part if that's anything left over. You were talking about your friend's dog earlier with the anxiety, but it really has a lot of itching. I think that dog with the itching certainly sounds like just screaming out allergies, but
yes,
probably because it's been going on a while, there's probably an obsessive component to that too. So the Adapta would work great for that dog, just like the Feel-Away would work great for this cat.
It's not a bad idea. You know, okay. I hadn't thought of that.
I will pass it on to her.
Yes, pass that on to her.
Problems that become, you know, anytime you've got all this problem, that whether it's itching or litter box issues, if it goes on long enough, it almost becomes a trained behavior and obsessive behavior.
Yes.
So you have to do both. And I've learned probably over the last 5 years something I wasn't taught in school. When I was seeing a lot of itchy pets, especially little terriers that tend to be hyper and obsessive anyway,
And
they would get a little bit better with my allergy therapies, but not as well as I thought. And I started addressing some of their obsessiveness. Then I had 100% cure rate, which was really, really
good. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that can happen. You know, that the habit started from X reason, but the habit itself then becomes a habit that's self-perpetuating.
Needs to be dealt with, certainly.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And be sure, if you can, to let your friend know about our website, because all the contests that are going on, the Necco Flies contest would be fabulous for this cat. One of the best things you can do is play with a wand toy with a cat with any kind of emotional issues. Cat Attract Litter is just fantastic for cats that have stopped using the litter box. It draws them back into the box. And, you know, is your cat weirder than Bubba? Have her enter the contest. Maybe there's something he does that's weird, funny weird, not distressing weird. So there's a lot of really fun stuff going on there on the website. So please send her to RadioPetLady.com so she can maybe participate, okay? And thank you so much for calling on her behalf. Also, her mailing address so we can send her some Whole Life Pet treat samples. That'll cheer her kitty up for having lost her little
Thank you very much, Tracy.
Have a great night. It's a pleasure. I forgot to tell you, there's another contest that even Sean doesn't know about. Okay, well, here we are, a new show. We're the new kids on the block. We're thrilled. We both had shows for 7.5 years on the Martha Stewart channel of SiriusXM. We're thrilled you found us here. But still, it's not quite the same as, you know, the habit people had, talking about habits of always knowing exactly when and where to find us. So one of the things we want to do is ask all of you who found us to tell 10 friends about the show. Write to radiopetlady@gmail.com. Send me 10 names and email addresses of friends that you think would love the show. All I'm going to do is send them an email describing the show and inviting them on it and ask them if they'd like Whole Life Pet treats. If you send me those 10, you're going to get a special edition Cat Chat baseball cap. There's just 25 of them left. They were very expensive, which is why I would still have them. But I want to send them out to all the new listeners of this show. They're really high quality, really cool baseball caps. I should probably set one aside for Dr. Sean because he'd be my best advertisement.
That's
true. But really, we want you to pay it forward. So if you send the names of the email addresses of 10 pet-loving friends to radiopetlady@gmail.com, you're going to get a really groovy baseball cap. And if you want to know what it looks like and what the Cat Chat logo looks like, just go to radiopetlady.com, and it's right there, a nice big fat picture of it. So we would really appreciate if you would reach out to any friends you have who have pets and let them know we're here for you and for them with great pleasure. We're going to go to a quick break, and we come back. We have Bernice, we have Carolyn, we have Sharon. Oh, my God, we have Dr. Hodgkins. We're going to have to take her immediately after the break. No, actually, never mind, Doug. We got to take Dr. Hodgkins now. She just left a big, important meeting of all the people who make Vectra and make Feel-Away. We got to talk to Dr. Hodgkins. Dr. Elizabeth, it's great to have you here.
Good evening, Tracy and Sean. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Elizabeth?
We are great. Leah called earlier, and I told her you'd be calling back right now. And look, you are so punctual. It's scary. She's the gal, Sean, who called on the last show and said that Revolution hadn't been working, and she thought she'd done something wrong. And we said, you got to try Vectra. And then we thought it was fine to put Vectra on a cat who had already been dosed with Revolution, since the fleas were still jumping all over this cat. And then Sean worried there might be some danger to it, Elizabeth. So if you would be kind enough to explain to people how Vectra works as a kind of external shield on a kitty against fleas and why you have to keep giving it for a long period of time, then we'll let you go back to your yummy dinner.
Okay. Basically, because the actives in Revolution and the actives in Vectra for cats are entirely different, there's no contraindication to using both. We always recommend when people are using multiple topicals that they allow a period for one to dry before they use another. So as long as this kitty's Revolution has completely dried, I assumed it was put on some days, maybe weeks before.
Yes.
There is no contraindication or safety issues, so she can certainly do that. And when individuals believe that what they've used before isn't working, and they want to try something else to try to get the control that they're looking for, this is a very common question that we get asked. So,
oh, good. So this is not unusual.
We have experience. Now, here's a question. The second part of your question was why to keep using it?
Yes, and Leah's listening. So Leah's on the line right now listening. Leah, this is Dr. Elizabeth, who has dropped what she was doing because she knew that you had this issue with these fleas still on your kitty. So go ahead, Elizabeth.
Well, you know, the actives, as I just mentioned, Tracy and Sean and Leah, the actives are very different. And so if she's not getting the kind of response that she wants with one product, it's, you know, it's not that unusual for pet owners and veterinarians to have to look for the right product for the problem in any particular animal. That's why veterinarians do what they do, because they can use their judgment to get exactly the right thing into the situation for the pet. So there's nothing particularly unusual about finding that you need to look for something better for Leah's particular cat. Using a product that is working consistently is really, really important, because fleas are completely adapted to survival in the home. They will return, even if they are under very good control with, say, Vectra for Cats. And Vectra for Cats does an excellent job of controlling fleas on the pet and within 2 to 3 months controlling them in the environment. But if you discontinue, even after very good control, you will find that fleas will, over a period of time, return into the home environment because they come in a variety of ways that have nothing to do with the treated cat. So that's why the Companion Animal Parasite Council recommends that pets be treated for ectoparasites every single month year-round.
Well, that's very interesting, because we had a case the very first show, didn't we, Sean, about somebody whose dog had gotten heartworm and she had maybe skipped a month or two. So I guess this is true of every kind of parasite, that you have to vigilantly use it constantly. I want to tell Leah, who we will talk to in a minute, but we're going to, you know, we know we can't hold you for too long or your dinner company will drink your wine and eat your food, which is so rude. You're going to give 6 months of Vectra to Leah as a gift. Because reached out to you, and because Vectra is also a sponsor of this show, and I have had incredible success against ticks with Vectra 3D for my dogs, and I know that if someone uses a product and there's still fleas jumping on their cat, the product's not working. And that's what was happening with Leah. Yeah. She thought she did something wrong. No, the product wasn't effective. And you put the Vectra on, and I think it has the fastest kill rate of any product on the market, and yet is utterly safe. Is that right?
It's faster than any other topical, and as fast, the Vectra for cats is as fast as any systemic, meaning CatStar or any other systemic, that meaning oral, that your listeners may be using for their cats. So, yes, Vectra for cats is the fastest flea kill in a topical, and it is as fast as any systemic.
And the concept that people have,
I think Leah's going to be delighted with what she sees.
I think she's going to be more than delighted to get the 6 months as a gift from Vectra, and also to have her kitty flea free. So that's altogether a win-win.
The safety issue is really off the table. Vectra for cats is an exceedingly safe, reaction-free product. And as you know, Tracy, I have 7 cats, and I have been using Vectra for cats on them now for 4.5 years. And so that's a lot of cat months of treatment with this product, and I just love it. I really do. And I continue to use it because it is extremely safe.
And Dr. Elizabeth does have a catio. She has an in and out for her cats, but they're completely contained when they're outdoors. She lives in Southern California. But they're Champion Asa cats that you've been breeding for years and you're no longer showing because you're busy on the road being a veterinarian, teaching other veterinarians. But it is a really important point. Leah's own veterinarian had told her that Vectra was unsafe, and I was cheesed off about it because I know that to be utterly untrue, and I really dislike when someone says something that is untrue as though it's the truth. And you said that there are some products on the market that he may have mistaken it for. So you were kinder than me. But in fact, there's zero danger. I mean, there's no danger. Nothing bad has ever happened. It doesn't go into the animal's bloodstream. It's like a shield externally.
Right.
So once it's dried, it's safe for your child to pat your cat. once it's dried on their skin, which takes about 3 hours.
And just, to, you know, in the interest of full disclosure, Tracy, let's just say that there isn't any drug, prescription or non-prescription out there that has never, ever, ever had a side effect in any animal. I mean, we know that. It's just, it's the nature of life that there are very rare animals out there that will react virtually to anything, no matter how innocuous it might be. So, but the EPA monitors, does market surveillance constantly of all flea and tick products. And we have an extremely, extremely good track record. We're very proud of that, and the EPA is very, very happy with us because of it, too.
Well, we're very happy, and the fleas are unhappy, as are the ticks for the dogs. And Dr. Sean and I are particularly grateful for the support of SIVA for the Feel Away and the Adaptil and for the Vectra products to support our show, because we're the new kids on the block, and we're really glad to have such an important company believe in what we're doing and the education and sometimes the entertainment that we provide, depending on what the topic is.
And before you leave, Elizabeth, I just wanted to point one thing out, just because sometimes this comes up. People who own cats, if they can't get the Vectra for cats, should not use the Vectra for dogs on their cats, correct?
No, of course. Oh, of course not. Of course not. And as Tracy knows, because she uses Vectra 3D, which is for dogs, there are warnings all over that package and all over the tubes and everything. No, it like very many things we use in veterinary medicine, it does not work for cats the way it does for dogs. Dogs and cats are not the same. And so absolutely do not substitute the dog product for the cat product.
And then the other thing to say, I don't know, because honestly, Sean and I, you know, are newly married, so to speak. So we're newlyweds. We can't always play the newlywed game and win.
Yeah, we're kind of newlyweds without all the fun, though, right?
Damn it. No, because Texas and Vermont are so far away.
Thank goodness we're on separate coasts here. That's all I can say.
It is healthy, because both of our wives and husband would probably not take well to that. But I don't know whether Sean is ready to have Vectra in his practice. But anybody who's listening, if you think, okay, good, I want Vectra, but my vet doesn't have it, write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com. I'm going to forward the information about your vet's name and clinic name to Dr. Elizabeth, and her wonderful team of magicians will convince them to try Vectra for their patients, because it's newer technology and it works better than what they're already using, and give it a try. So the only way to get it is through a vet. Don't ever, ever think you can buy anything online that might call itself Vectra.
No, that's just very, very dangerous.
Yeah, and it's completely illegal. And what else is it? Could be counterfeit. So that's why they only sell through vets. Right?
Yeah,
all right,
let
Elizabeth.
Me make a final comment, if you guys have a moment, since we've talked about cat safety, because some of your listeners may be utterly confused now. You certainly don't use the dog product on cats. But we have hundreds of thousands of pet owners who have multi-species homes. They own cats, they own dogs, and they use Vectra 3D on their dogs. So as long as the Vectra 3D, the dog product, is not going directly onto the cat where they can groom it off, because it is a consumption toxicity that poses a risk for cats. Cats can live with dogs that have Vectra 3D that has been applied and dried on the dog, and we do not have any reports of any intoxications of cats that are living with Vectra 3D treated dogs. So if anybody is out there and they use 3D on their dog and now their hair is on fire because they're worried about what's going to happen to their cat, they're fine.
And it just has to dry, which is 2 to 3 hours. If you want to be super safe, put the Vectra 3D on your dog in the tick months at night, and then separate the animals overnight, at which point it's dry as a bone by the morning if you want to be, like, super safe, right?
Sure. That's exactly right.
Terrific. All right, go back to your wonderful dinner in Colorado. I hope that your food is still warm and your wine is still chilled. And we really appreciate you calling in. And Leah is going to be ever so happy to know she's getting a six-month supply of wonderful Vectra. Elizabeth, we really appreciate everything you are doing and SIVA is doing for animals and also for our show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy and Sean. Have a good night.
You and too. You. Thanks for joining us, Elizabeth.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we have the long-suffering Bernice, who's been holding on so long she's probably aged a year. We're going to be right back. This show is also brought to you by Whole Life Pet, a family-owned and run company that makes small batches of treats by hand in their state-of-the-art freeze-drying machines at their location in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, using one pure protein, poultry, meat, fish, and cheese. All their products are sourced, produced, and packaged in the United States, assuring quality and safety along with support for the American economy. Send your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com for a free box of Whole Life Pet samples. Support for the show comes from Waruva, a family-owned company that makes canned food for cats and little dogs in a facility that makes people food, which means the ingredients are good enough for us to eat. They use smaller-bodied fish in their recipes for optimal health for your pets. All the varieties of Waruva and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brand, are available at PetFlow.com, which is also a supporter of this program, with special offers at RadioPetLady.com. Dr. Sean's online store at PetCareNaturally.com offers feel-away for cats and adaptal diffusers and collars for dogs, along with many of the supplements he uses in his own practice of integrative holistic medicine. He has developed a number of healthy products like itch relief shampoo, all-natural herbal earwash, olive leaf plus, and CI support, supplements to support the immune system for pets with cancers. Go to RadioPetLady.com to get the 10% off code and monthly specials for Dr. Sean's store at PetCareNaturally.com. We are back. Now, Bernice gave up. God bless you, Bernice. You probably had to have a cup of tea or something. Please come back. We want to know what your question was. She's another friend of Romeo and Tigger. So any friend of the mascots of our show, definitely
welcome on our show.
Certainly. So let me remind you of the number, Bernice, and anyone else who's listening and thinking, you know, I could ask these guys something. 888-627-6008. We have Sharon and Leah are holding, and we're going to jump right on with Caroline, who's been holding the longest. Caroline, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk.
Yes, I'm just so glad that you guys are still available somewhere.
Thank you.
We are too. Are you listeners, previous listeners to Dr. Sean, the natural vet, and to Cat Chat?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Well, thank you for finding us.
We're thrilled to have you here. In fact, are you a dog? Are you a dog or a cat owner?
Both.
Okay, so
I'm calling about a cat.
I'm going to send you a coupon for Cat Attract Litter as well, because you found us after having lost us, and that means the world to us. We want you to tell all your friends who used to listen on Sirius. You've got to send their email addresses to us at radiopetlady@gmail.com, and you will get a cat chat cap, baseball cat, as a thank you. But also, I'm definitely sending you a Cat Attract Litter coupon. So just make sure you send
all
your info to me,
okay.
Caroline, at radiopetlady@gmail.com. What's your cat question?
Okay, I'm calling about my father's cat, who we don't really know how old he is, maybe 10 or 12. I'm not really sure, because he was a stray. But he started to lose weight, and then he lost his appetite. He won't eat much. They took him in, and he has kidney disease. His BUN is 104. His creatinine is 6.4. His phosphorus is 11. So I'm going over twice a week and giving him fluids. All he'll eat, and I know you're going to cringe, but it's dry KD. And so I make him eat some canned food when I'm there. Is there anything else I can do for this poor cat? Oh, and I'm giving him some appetite stimulant.
All right, and how old is this little kitty?
We don't know for sure. He was a stray, at least 10 or 12 years old.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Do you or your dad have access to a holistic doctor in your area?
Oh, probably. My dad lives in a different city. That's why I can only get up there a couple of times a week, but I could probably...
All right, because if you have access to a holistic vet, of course, there are many, many, many different herbs and supplements that we use in our practice that your holistic vet there would probably use something similar. If you can't find someone, you can always just email me through radiocatlady.com, and then we can go ahead and set up a phone consult where I can talk to you one-on-one and email you or actually send you some supplements that we use in our practice. But for now, whatever the cat's going to eat is fine. I'd rather him eat canned food, especially with kidney failure. I'm not a KD fan, but for the numbers you gave me for his blood results, I think KD at least is fine for now. He probably needs to get some fluids under his skin. If your dad can't do it every day, which would be ideal, do the best you can. He might even need to go to the hospital for a day or two to really get flushed out and kind of have a little mini dialysis, so to speak. And then, like I said, if we could do fish oil like Nordic Naturals, I think is good. In my own practice, I've actually formulated some specific kidney supplements that we use. We use some detox and homeopathics. So I think for cats like this, the exciting thing is we really don't have drugs at all to treat cats and dogs with kidney failure. All we can use are fluids, which is kind of a drug, I guess, and the appetite stimulant. Yeah. But we have a lot of different natural therapies. Now, the bad news is if we don't get these values down, then we're probably not going to ultimately save this cat long term. You know, we're trying to keep this under control, bring the numbers down a little bit, keep the kidneys working as well as they're going to since he's an older cat. But kidney failure is the common cause of older cats dying. So my goal is always, can we intervene hopefully before the numbers get this high, or even when they get this high, they're still not double this value, which is fine. Let's get these numbers down if we can. Aggressive fluid therapy at the vet's office, a lot of herbs and homeopathics, as long as we can get them in the cat. And fortunately, most of these products that we use are actually liquid, so they're somewhat easier to administer to the cats. And then just maintain the cats, ideally on a canned or a wet food. If it has to be KD, that's fine. And continue to monitor the blood and urine values. So these cats, when I see them in practice or when I do these phone consults, they're very rewarding for me to treat, but not all of them do as well as I like, and it really depends to some extent how aggressive you can get with the fluid therapy, even at the vet's office, and will the cat take the supplements we'd like to put him on. So if you don't have a holistic vet, you can get in touch with me through Tracy's website, and then we can set up a phone consult and mail you things right away, but you also have to do some work there, obviously.
And the only thing I'd like to add, you were right, Caroline, I definitely cringed about the dry food. Have you ever tried
– I know.
Did you ever try Waruva, which was the official cat food of the show?
Well, with my cats, of course, this cat's never had it. I can try that and see if he'll eat it. I tried to cook. I cooked some chicken, and the first time I gave it to him, he ate it, but he won't eat it since then, so I don't know how he'll go for Waruva.
Well, the thing about Waruva is somehow it's tastier than what we can do ourselves just because of the way that it's hand-shredded and the kind of little gravy
right.
that it's in. You know, the dry food, of course he has to eat something. That's really important. But dry food is just so dehydrated. You know the whole story. Dehydrating from the inside out.
I know.
Can't take it. It's not bioavailable. And I know it's hard to change fathers and old kitties to new habits. But we're really glad you called.
Yeah.
We're going to send you the Cat Attract coupon, definitely. And we're really glad you found the show. Now, don't forget that if you send me 10 email addresses of friends with dogs and cats, I'm not going to do anything with it, but just say hi to them. You're going to get a Cat Chat baseball cap, and you can wear it with pride. There's only 25 left in the whole planet, okay? So it would be really fun if you did that. And thank you for calling. We're thrilled to meet you. And your father is lucky to have such a devoted daughter. And your cats are lucky to have such a devoted mom who gives them all the best stuff. Have a great night, Caroline. And thanks for calling.
Now, Tracy, listen, before we go to our next caller, we should tell our listeners something.
Okay.
Tell them about the radio interview you did with me this week.
Oh, my God.
Last week, actually, because that was very exciting.
It was very exciting, but they can't hear it right away. But as soon as it's going to be on Dog Talk – oh, I beg your pardon. It's this weekend. Hello.
Good.
So it was a very fun interview, as usual, when we relax. Well, we're always relaxed, but when we have a chance to not be so focused on people's problems, we have a pretty good time. Those of you that aren't getting the weekly announcement of Dog Talk, the NPR show that I won these awards for, and it's been on 300 shows – you have to write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com. And every week you're going to get an announcement. And on the announcement is who the guests are on Dog Talk, who the sponsors are. The three main sponsors are Waruva, Nordic Naturals, and Precious Cat, three of the sponsors of this show. And special offers every week, things you won't even hear anywhere else. And the contest, the Necco Flies contest, and all these fun contests, the Nordic Naturals contest, all the contests that I had on Cat Chat with Waruva, the oldest kitty contest, the biggest kitty loser, all that stuff. So you will hear this weekend, this coming weekend, it'll arrive in your email box on Friday if you write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com, a very fun interview with Sean because I wanted to introduce him to all my NPR audience. And you'll get to know a little bit more about him and I don't know, probably accidentally about me as well. So we really had a good time and it was really fun. And that way you can hear us interviewing each other instead of talking to you. We have to go for a break, but we have so many cool holding people on the lines to talk to us. We hope you will join them. 888-627-6008. Please hold on, everybody who's on hold. We know you're there and we're going to talk to you after this break. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feelaway for Cats and Adaptil for Dogs, which are used to create a positive environment for pets experiencing any kind of stress. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a signal of comfort in your pet's brain and are especially comforting for newly adopted cats and dogs. Feelaway diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household, for out-of-litter box issues, and to get a cat used to her carrier for travel or vet visits. Adaptil for Dogs helps alleviate anxiety and stress-related symptoms in puppies and adult dogs and comes in a diffuser, spray, and the most effective way, a collar. You can find the pheromone products, Feelaway and Adaptil, through the link at RadioPetLady.com to Dr. Sean's own website store, PetCareNaturally.com. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is also brought to you by Platinum Performance, a supplement scientifically shown to improve the cognitive ability of dogs in a study designed to measure their learning ability. The dogs supplemented with Platinum Performance Canine Wellness learn faster than every other dog in the control group, navigating through a maze with greater ease than the ones not taking the supplement. When the dogs were tested on how well they remembered the skills learned in the first phase, dogs on Platinum Performance Canine Wellness demonstrated superior memory by completing the task more quickly. To give your aging dog that mental edge, especially as she gets older, go to the RadioPetLady.com website to find free samples and learn more. Vectra 3D for Dogs also brings you this show. It is a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, sandflies, lice, and mites. In scientific tests, Vectra 3D was shown to kill ticks fast and reliably for the entire month. Unlike older products, which don't last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which actually transmits Lyme and other tick-borne diseases, with Vectra 3D, ticks are killed just by coming into contact with your dog, but it's still safe for the people in your family. Vectra for Dogs and Cats is the anti-flea topical treatment that not only repels and kills fleas, but kills all three life cycles of the flea, ridding you of them permanently. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Well, we have all of our lines filled up. So those of you that are getting a frustrating busy signal, bad news for you, but in a weird sort of way, good news for us. It means you found us. This is what we like. Tons of people calling us with tons of questions. We're going to try and give our answers more succinctly so that we get to all of you, because that's very important to us. We have Sharon on line one. Sharon, thank you for holding so long. Welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk.
Well, thank you. Tracy, I emailed you earlier today, and you had asked me to call in tonight. I had talked to you about a month ago about my five cats, and I'm trying to remove the dry food out of the house.
And as you said, this is the cutest email. Sharon,
I've actually got three that eat wet food with no problem. The other two won't have anything to do with it. One thing, and I actually did try it tonight, is I did crunch up some of the dry food, and I put it on some wet food that I just purchased a few days ago. They still turned their nose up and walked away.
I'm not surprised, and there's something, because Kitty Crack is called, I call it Kitty Crack because it's an addictive, harmful, non-nutritious substance for cats. They're obligate carnivores. They should eat meat. You wrote the cutest email. You said, I plan to start them sometime this week, all on wet food. I just need to grow a backbone. You're so cute. You said, I need all the help I can so it's a smooth transition. That is just so adorable. I love you for that. And then you have the crystals and the bladder problem. The reason that cats get addicted to dry food is because it's sprayed with addictive substances. Now, I have a little theory, Sean, that the fries at fast food joints and the McNuggety kind of things also have some secret ingredient that makes children be addicted to them. Because you know those kids that won't eat anything except for you take them to a fast food place and they gobble
eat that stuff.
Certain things? To me, that's sort of what you see about a cat. with kitty crack, any dry food. So some of them are much bigger addicts than others, just like some people can have a drink every night and not become an alcoholic. Somebody else has a drink every night and they're, you know, like in the gutter in no time. So those, you have two cats that are those cats and three cats that got smart. What is the wet food that you're feeding?
Well, what I've been feeding, because I have the one cat about 5 years ago, had crystals in his bladder, and so I have been feeding him a prescription diet, not only dry but wet, since then. And that was actually Iams, but about a year ago, the vet where I purchased this food has switched to Royal Canine, and so the dry, they all get the same thing. It's just easier that way. Even though I only have one that has the bladder, had the bladder issues.
Well, let me, Sharon, let me just interrupt.
The Royal Canine is the urinary SO, moderate calorie. That's the dry.
Mm-hmm. Now, if Dr. Elizabeth was still on the phone, she had a feline only clinic before she left that and sold her clinic and went into the corporate veterinary world. You're going to get crystals in the bladders of all your cats if you continue to feed them dry food. And what has been scientifically manipulated in dry food to mimic the excellence of actual meat is eventually not going to work and actually works against another kind of crystal. So these dry foods for dogs and for cats made to supposedly attack one kind of crystals, because it's all done with chemicals. It's all a chemical way of messing with nature. It will actually can tip some cats and dogs into creating the other kind of crystal. The one of the number one causes for crystals in cats, and I don't know if you agree with this, Sean, but I know you believe in all natural everything for animals. So all natural would be feed an obligate carnivore meat, is feeding dry food. It's the only known cause of type 2 diabetes in cats. They do not get diabetes unless you feed them highly processed carbs. Urinary and bladder problems, crystals being one of them, inflamed urinary systems and so forth being another, are directly linked to the feeding of dry food. These things didn't barely even exist. Sean is not that old, but if he had been practicing before everybody started feeding all this dry food, he would have said, I didn't used to see this in my practice, and now it's here all the time.
Well, I will tell you, even when I was going through school, you know, we just kind of barely learned about type 2 diabetes in cats. This is when the FIV virus was just discovered and cardiomyopathy related to taurine deficiency. So as you mentioned, some of these diseases are relatively new. And even though Tracy and I have talked and slightly debated on the dry versus the canned food for cats, one thing I've repeatedly said is that especially if you have a cat with bladder problems, or like we just talked about with kidney problems, we really want to try to get them on the wet food. I'm a very, very big believer in that. I think a lot of these problems clear up simply switching the diets. And I'm also a big believer if you can start off on their wet food, that's fine. The main, not even a disagreement, but the main thing Tracy and I will talk about on the show from time to time is that, as I always mention, I have to deal with clients that for whatever reason have chosen to feed dry food, or their cats, when we say they won't eat canned food, maybe it's hard for them to switch, whatever reason. So I have to be a little flexible and always shoot for the ideal, even though we might fall short of it. But I certainly think in certain instances, specifically type 2 diabetes, any sort of urinary problems, kidney failure, et cetera, and especially older cats that are always dehydrated, I think getting them on a more of a moist food is obviously the goal we're shooting for. And as Tracy just said, many times we won't have these crystals anymore. And the one thing I want to mention, since we're talking about crystals, this is something I talked about on my show, Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet, when we were with Martha years ago, something all the time, and that's simply this. Just because a pet gets crystals in its urine, cats or dogs, doesn't necessarily mean anything bad. Normal pets can get crystals and never, ever have any problems.
That's true.
One of the things I'll tell my clients when they come in my office and say, well, you know, my vet diagnosed these crystals in my cat or dog. They're wanting all these special foods and things, which I don't like anyway. I'll say, well, look, in my practice, I don't treat crystals. I treat pets. And so I'm going to treat your pet. I don't care that it has crystals, because I can put your pet on all sorts of supplements and different foods. It may still get crystals that never cause a problem. So depending upon the kind of crystals and whatever else may be going on in your pet's bladder, the crystals themselves are not necessarily a treatable event. So just keep that in mind.
Now let me tell you what I recommend, because I beg you, I urge you, you've listened to our shows before and now you've found our new show. We adore you for that. And you know what, Sharon? I'm sending you a Cat-A-Track coupon for free litter too, because you know what? You got five cats. You're spending a lot of time and money to try and do the right thing by them. Two of them are making your life miserable. At least no one's going to pee outside the litter box, so you're going to get a Cat-A-Track coupon as well. You need to try Woruva. Woruva is the food. It's high-end. It's expensive. It's super premium. It's made in a human food factory. If the Armageddon comes and we all, you know, the world comes to an end, we could happily eat everything in a can and a pouch from Woruva. So you know that the ingredients in there are not just super clean and super fresh, but super delicious, because cats are finicky. And if something's made of like gross ingredients or fake versions of meat, which a lot of canned food is, they're not stupid. They lick up the fake gravy that's full of chemicals, because it's not really gravy. It's a bunch of chemical slush. And there's not really good quality protein in there. Some of the diabetic cat organizations that adopt cats because they've been discarded by their owners because the owners couldn't deal with the diabetes and the insulin shots, all of which was caused by feeding them dry food in the first place. A lot of those cats are kitty cracked addicts, and that what they use, even with their diminished resources, they're all nonprofits, all volunteer, they use Woruva, because the cats that won't touch the stuff from the supermarket will eat the Woruva. You also talked about crushing up a little bit of the kitty crack and sprinkling it on top. You can take one or two pieces of kibble and grind it to a powder and do that, but it's simply to give them that familiar smell. Whole Life Pet Treats, the freeze-dried treats, also makes a product called Devour, which is a powder of freeze-dried chicken, and you can sprinkle it on top. It's a little crunchier. It's not hard if they're freaked about the texture of real food. But it's something that we're here to help you get backbone. I need to just beg you to understand that these dry foods, particularly the ones that are made for veterinarians to sell, are all chemicals. And if you look at the label, it will shock you. Cats are obligate carnivores. They need to eat a mouse, a bird, a lizard, or a bug. And if not that, they need to eat Woruva or an equivalent high-quality food in a can. And you know,
and Tracy, I'm sorry, I missed. I don't know if you heard one of my cats meowing.
I do.
She, when I'm on the phone, she finds me, and this is what she does.
I love that.
So
this is a
good cat. I missed that. You had mentioned
she has a good taste. Listening to her.
How do you spell?
That's right. You spell Woruva.
I'm sorry?
The most annoying name. I can hardly pronounce it. I feel like Barbara Walters with a lisp. It stands for the adopted kitties of the owners, David and Stacy, the nicest real people. This company is their own company. It's not owned by some conglomerate offshore that also makes soap powder. It's real people with real pets that really care about quality. And think of Webster, Rudy, and Vanessa. Woruva. It's named after their three first adopted kitties, Woruva. And I haven't put it up yet. I'm naughty. I should have done it today. There is a rap video that they made for Woruva with a cat in it that is so hilarious and to die for, about why you need to eat real wet food and not kitty crack. And it will crack you up and help you get backbone. So PetFlow carries it, but you have to order a whole case at the time. So you need to find a local store that carries Woruva. Also, there's one in a pouch called Cats in the Kitchen, also made by them. Pour a little bit, just a little, or a little half a teaspoon in a saucer, and wait and see what your cat does. Nice and fresh out of the can or out of the pouch.
With the Cats in the Kitchen, is that the dry powder? That's what I didn't hear when my cat was meowing.
No,
is that the powder that I sprinkle?
The powder's called Devour. And it's a powdered version
Devour,
of freeze-dried treats. You can also buy, Woruva has its own now freeze-dried treats, all at PetFlow. If you go to RadioPetLady.com and look on the main page, you'll see that there's a special offer for PetFlow. If you've never used PetFlow before, they carry all these great brands. You get $10 off your first order if you put the code that it says there in the code box. And you buy the Nordic Naturals fish oil, and you'll spend the minimum easily. Buy a case of Woruva. The three cats that have good sense will eat it happily. And get a bag of the new Woruva treats. There's a Paul Licken chicken treat. You don't have to buy it already as a powder. You can take one freeze-dried treat and crumble it on top. It's crunchy, but it's pure chicken.
Okay.
okay? And we're there for you. We want you to do this, but you have to be strong. You have to remove the kitty crack from the house. That's a proven fact that the secret sauce they spray on it to get cats hooked on it is so powerful, cats will try to claw their way into a pantry. Even if you put it in the garage, there's cats that have cried and meowed at the garage door. They can smell it through a bag that is rolled shut. It is potent stuff. These companies are smart. They spent all their money on the secret sauce. Then your cat gets hooked, and you say, I don't know what to do. He's hooked. So you're getting a cat attract coupon.
Well, and
you're
they're my two most heavy cats. And
well, they're
the
heavy
that,
because,
won't eat the wet food.
Of course.
And now, just one last – I think my concern is I've heard that a cat should not go more than 24 hours without eating anything. And so I think
absolutely
I'm concerned
right.
about that, taking the dry food
be.
Away, and then they don't eat anything.
Right. So here's what you do. Anything at all that they'll eat, it doesn't have to be in a can from a cat, anything. A little piece of steak from your table, poached salmon that you made for dinner, anything at all you can get them to eat. Dr. Elizabeth says even a piece of lunch meat from the deli, roast beef, turkey, anything they'll eat that's real actual protein. Get their mouth used to the feel of actual food and then transition them to a quality canned food. But if the dry food is out, they're satisfied and not satisfied by having it there. If they can eat that, they're filled the way kids are on eating potato chips. They don't eat their dinner. So you don't wait 24 hours. You wait 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Try a piece of cheese. Try anything you can to get them to eat something that isn't the kitty crack. But move it out of the house. Put it in the trunk of your car. I'm not kidding about that. If they can smell it, they'll hold out for it. Okay?
Well, and so it's probably best then to start the transition when I'm at home because that way I'll know how – I can offer things to them to eat throughout the day then, it sounds like.
Well, yes, although the truth is a cat only needs technically one meal a day. We give them two meals a day because we feel guilty. They only need about a half of a small can of cat food a day. So a whole can a day is like a lot. Imagine how little meat there is on one mouse. And if you're lucky, if you're a cat, you only catch one mouse. So they don't need to eat throughout the day. You just have to keep offering the ones. Try it on the weekend. Start on a weekend, take away the kitty crack, start offering little tiny tidbits of anything you can. Okay?
Okay, great, great.
Good luck, sweetie.
I will do it.
We appreciate your call, and your cat attract litter coupon is coming your way. We have got to go to another break. Things are just zooming along here. We are so grateful to Leah and David and Pat for holding. Please don't give up. We're going to be right back after this little message. Support for this show comes from Woruva, the pet food company that thinks dogs and cats should eat as well as we do. So their foods are made in a human food facility from ingredients we could eat ourselves. We salute Woruva's ethical decision to not make any dry food because they know that for optimal wellness, small dogs don't need highly processed carbohydrates and that true health for cats who are obligate carnivores means they should eat only meat. Woruva's many different canned recipes, cats in the kitchen in pouches, and their more economical BFF, best feline friend, all offer your pets a wide variety of flavors and ingredients. Go to RadioPetLady.com for more information. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is brought to you with the support of Goose Silver, a holistic supplement for senior canines developed by a veterinarian to help aging dogs maintain mental sharpness and physical well-being. Goose Silver is a peanut butter-based lickable product with all-natural ingredients that is a broad-spectrum canine supplement addressing the special needs of your aging dog's mental state, anti-inflammatory ingredients for joint discomfort from arthritis, and antioxidants for his immune system. Visit GooseSilver.com for more information. Dr. Sean's online store at PetCareNaturally.com offers feel-away for cats and adaptable diffusers and collars for dogs, along with many of the supplements he uses in his practice of integrative holistic medicine in Plano, Texas. He has also developed a number of healthy products like Itch Relief Shampoo, All Natural Herbal Earwash, Olive Leaf Plus, and CI Support, supplements to support the immune system for pets with cancers. Go to RadioPetLady.com to get the 10% off code and monthly specials for Dr. Sean's store at PetCareNaturally.com. We are back, and I just want to say to those of you that have been holding a long time, remember how long you used to have to hold? And our shows were only 50 minutes, Sean. We got 2 full hours.
Yes, so, but we still can't get to everybody.
I know. Isn't it wild? And I have this stack of really fabulous emails of, like, really interesting, difficult problems that I was sure we could solve. It's not going to happen because we're going to jump right on with Leah, who is the lucky recipient of 6 months' worth of Vectra. Leah, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, and thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure, sweetie. You know, we really appreciate anyone who adopts a kitty, as you did. And then what do you get to bring home with the kitty? A surprise, fleas.
I got lucky. She's a stray, and she was in really good condition except for the fleas. But listen, I want to hurry because I know people are waiting. I wanted to ask you a question about the Vectra, since you said it was topical only and doesn't go in the bloodstream.
Correct.
I'm going to have my vet technician help me put it on because they said they would do it, even though they didn't, you know, we had that discussion anyway.
Yes.
Do I ask them to put it from the shoulder blades on top of her to the end of her tail, or do I just put it between her shoulder blades?
That's a great question. She's a little kitty, right? She only weighs 7 pounds. Am I right?
Right, seven pounds.
You just basically need someone to hold her. It has a special applicator, which is a patented applicator, that you just poke it like against her skin, and it's really an oil-based thing spread over her body. On a little kitty, shoulder blades is enough. It comes with very clear instructions. On my big dogs, the Vectra for dogs has to be shoulder blades, then near their butt, over their hips, and then twice on the spine. In the case of such a small kitty, shoulder blades would probably be enough, but you could do shoulder blades and near her tail, and then it would wind up spreading across her entire body. Okay? After the first time, you'll see how easy it is. It's really not that hard, but it's very kind of them to help you. So tell them I love them for that, and be sure to let them know that if they're willing to sell Vectra, they'd be very happy. The Vectra people would be very happy to have them as a customer. Okay?
Okay, and I have a quick question about dental care. I'm shopping around for toothpaste for my cat, and I heard that CET was a good brand, but I want to hear from you your opinion of what you think is good.
Sean, do you believe in toothpaste for kitties or just using the finger brush or something without any paste?
You know, I think either way is fine. I think if you can train your cat from the time she's a kitten, like we tell our puppy owners to do, just to accept the brushing, that's fine. I like CET products. I use them in my practice. They're made by Virbac, which is a company headquartered in France, but their U.S. headquarters are right down the road from my practice here, so they're not too far away. Now, let me say this, too. This kind of reminds me of our discussion about the food that they're eye in the can. I'm a very, very big fan of people doing whatever dental care they can do at home. However, I recognize maybe we can't do it, maybe we don't take the time to do it, maybe we didn't train our pets when they were young. So I try not to, once again, get on my clients' cases. If you can do dental care at home like you're trying to do, I think that's ideal. It means you don't have to have the pet's teeth cleaned professionally under anesthesia as often. But if you can't do it or won't do it or whatever the excuse is, that's fine. I don't yell at people. I just let them know, look, your pet needs his teeth cleaned maybe a little bit more frequently since we're not doing home dental care. And that's fine. We use very safe anesthesia. We use a holistic approach to anesthesia. In our practice, we're pretty well known for anesthetizing very old, often decrepit pets. And one thing I'll just mention about dental cleaning since you brought up the topic. Number one, it has to be done under anesthesia to be done properly. Number two, it can be done safely on pets of all ages, including old pets. And number three, when we have these very old dogs and cats with horrible, horrible teeth, once we clean those teeth, they go home, and within 24 hours, they're acting like puppies and kittens because you got the infection and the inflammation, not just out of their mouths and also relieve dental pain, but out of their entire body. So I think you're doing a great job right now to do some things at home to try to prevent some problems. But for the listeners who can't do that or don't do that, don't worry about it. Do what you can, but just realize you'll probably have to have your pet's teeth cleaned more often. It can be done safely. Your pets will feel better. And these older pets with chronic dental disease, literally, when I first started practice, I didn't realize how important dental care was. I thought it was more cosmetic. But when I started cleaning the teeth of older dogs and cats that had chronic periodontal disease, and the owners, when we did a follow-up call the next day, would say, you know, you gave me my puppy back. You gave me my kitten back. This dog and, or cat hasn't eaten well for years, never played. We've got a puppy and kitten now that's 18 years old. So I think it's just terrific. So important to do that. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Thank you so much for your call, Leah. We have other calls we got to get to, as you had thought, but we're thrilled that you're getting the Vectra. And please stay in touch and listen every week. And if you send me the names of 10 of your friends that are pet lovers, you're going to get a Cat Chat baseball cap as a thank you. So go to RadioPetLady.com and look at all the great contests and prizes and things that we have going on. We really appreciate your call and you coming to us for advice. We have David on the line, on line three. Welcome to the show, David. How are you?
Hi, Tracy. It's David from Waroova.
Oh, my God. Hey, how cool is that? Oh, Sean, I wanted you to meet David so much. This
Hello,
is the
David.
Real David, the David of David
and
Tracy of Waroova. That's
right,
so
yeah.
Cool.
Tracy has talked many, many good thoughts about you, David.
Oh, that's very kind and you as well.
Thank
well,
you
we're
so
we're thrilled. I don't know if you heard some of the earlier calls, but this has been a lot of Waroova night because I do have some kitty crack addicts who've called in. And it's really cool when one lady called and was really kind and was looking after her father's cat, who's a little bit of a kitty crack addict. And I said, well, is there any chance he'd try Waroova? She says, oh, my own cats are already eating it. So that was really nice to know that she was already a Waroova fan.
I think I caught the tail end of that one. I was with the rest of your callers having trouble getting through the lines, you busy.
Yes. Well, we're sort of like we're rude and selfish to say goody because it's, you know, we aren't the new kids on the block, but we're in a whole new clubhouse and we want all of our pals to come find us in the clubhouse. And sometimes it's not all that easy. So we're really thrilled you found us and we're really grateful for your support for the show. It means a lot to us. We feel that having a food as fancy and special as Waroova just makes our own show look better. So thank you so much.
Hey, and I'm a listener, too. Just the other caller with the cat meowing. I can't tell you how many cats I've had crawling up and down looking for a treat or a late night. I'm with you all out there.
And you have, don't you have one cat driving you insane for your own new treats? Something about, like, knocking it over or something?
I do. I have two polite cats, and I have one cat that is, I use words that I probably shouldn't say in the air about him. But he's the sweetest thing. He's my boy. He's always by my side, and that's Webster.
Aww.
And I can't Webster would be addicted to kitty crack. We just don't keep it in the house. But like you said with the other caller, with the bag, I mean, this cat has become trained to see any kind of plastic bag and chew through it because he thinks there's something good on the other side. Even if it's a roll of toilet paper in there, he now chews through it because he's just been trained to chew through plastic things because there might be some treat samples in there or something.
Yeah.
But as opposed to the dry kibble, freeze-dried, and we did just come out with it. I know there's other brands that have it as well, but freeze-dried is a wonderful treat for a cat. It, typically, it's made for the obligate carnivore, a single ingredient. We do a chicken breast one and a whitefish one, and I don't know what it is, but the process of making this kind of treat, the cats just flip out over it, and I do not feel guilty at all feeding them as much as they want. We do add a little bit of some drops of water on it just so it's not purely dry. And it's just meat. That's all it is. So we love feeding it, and that's why we finally came out with them. We've been canned only up in some pouches that were also wet, but this was the first foray into something different for us.
Well, we're excited about it and excited to be able to tell people about it. And I think a really great way to get the $10 off at PetFlow.com is to go do that Cat Chat and Dog Talk special and use the $10 to get a bag of your really awesome freeze-dried treats. What is the name of the fish one? Bluefish, something cute. You always
it's
have funny
blue
names.
Blue water whitefish, and the chicken is named after our most popular meal for cats in a can, which is called paw licking chicken.
Yep, pretty tasty. Well, we got to get some of those treats. We got to get some of the treats to Dr. Sean because he has two very deserving kitties. So I will organize that with you off the air to see if we can make them go bananas too.
I think they will.
I think they might. Yeah. Thank you for calling, David. Thank you for being a listener. You know, probably after all the years of you being a supporter of all the work that I do, you should probably just be sent a Cat Chat hat. But instead, you have to do what everyone else does. You have to send me the email addresses of 10 pet-loving friends, which in your case is probably everyone on your entire email list. And you will get a Cat Chat limited edition custom embroidered cap. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Free stuff. Okay. I'm going to wait for those 10 email addresses. And that's true of anybody else listening. Just send me radiopetlady@gmail.com email addresses for 10 friends, I'm sending you the baseball cap. Believe me, it's a good deal all around.
David, and, you know, let me say something real fast, Tracy, too, because
sure.
I know we talk about Veruva a lot. So as we're talking, the nice thing is, as you're talking, I can sit here and kind of type on the internet. I'm looking right now at the Veruva website, and for people that are wondering how to spell it, because it is a kind of a different name,
yep.
It's Weruva, Veruva.com. I just happened to pick up one of their foods. This one's called Cirque de la Mer. Isn't that kind of cute? Very, very sexy there, Cirque de la Mer. But when you read the ingredients, there's nothing bad in this food. This is just, like they said it on the website, it's people food. And this is like, this
That's
looks
right.
like something you might want to eat yourself. This looks like great stuff.
It's delicious. And they all have hilarious and funny names.
Yeah, they're really cute. Green
and
chicken,
and,
pink duckin. Look at this.
Oh, it's so delish. And that rap video about Kitty Crack and why to eat canned food, I got to get the – I'm so bad. I'm so David. I have to get it up on the website of RadioPetLady.com. That video is to die for. All right. We have got to go to a break. Otherwise, the other wonderful sponsors will be grumpy if we don't. But we are thrilled you're listening. Keep on listening. Love to Stacy and all the little two-legged people in your home and, of course, all of the animals.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Take
David.
Care. Have a great night. We're going to go to our last little break, and then we have Gwen holding with some very cool news about Love Saves the Day, her wonderful book tour at animal shelters, Veruva being one of the things that the shelters get for inviting her there. So we're going to be right back. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes 100% human-grade dehydrated pet foods, which are created in a human food facility, and batches are actually tested by people. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health problems like itchy skin, ear infections, and GI upset, which are often linked to a poor quality or inappropriate diet. Go to RadioPetLady.com for information on free samples and where to call the company for a complimentary consultation to find out which recipe is right for your pet. This show is supported by Platinum Performance, where they know that comprehensive health for dogs, cats, and people begins one cell at a time. Platinum Performance Canine Wellness and Performance Formula is a comprehensive nutritional foundation formula for all dogs, which addresses canine health at the cellular level, providing a special blend of more than 55 nutrients that improves the fundamental health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells means a healthy dog. That's the Platinum difference. Platinum Performance Feline Wellness Formula contains taurine in every teaspoon, an amino acid that helps promote cardiac health in cats. Go to RadioPetLady.com to get the number to call for free samples and more information. We're back. That's it. Oh, my God. Thank God. Gwen, tell us about your incredible new book, Love Saves the Day, but especially what kind of an author has a book tour at animal shelters? You are too cool for school. Tell us everything. Gwen?
Are you there,
oh,
Gwen?
No.
I wanted to talk to Gwen.
I want to talk to Gwen. I want to know. Oh, we've lost her, I think. I don't know what's happened to her.
Hey.
Are you there?
I am. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I've been here this whole time.
Oh, goody, because we said hi, Gwen, and then nothing happened, and we got all depressed. So now we're not depressed because you're there.
I was speaking, actually, and then I heard you calling my name.
Oh, so Doug didn't have your audio up or something.
It's a long day, Tracy.
It's a long day for everybody. Okay, so here's the
thing. Very,
you've,
true. No
you
rest
wrote
a, wicked. That's
right. You wrote
so,
a
yes,
wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me on the
yes.
new show. And yes, Love Saves the Day is my new book. It came out 2 weeks ago today. And this time it's a novel, and it's a novel primarily narrated by a rescue tabby named Prudence. And so what I decided to do for this book, because love does save the day for so many millions of abused and abandoned animals in this country through the work of shelters and volunteers and foster networks and all kinds of wonderful programs. Is to do, instead of doing, you know, the traditional book tour, you know, author tour of bookstores, to go on a tour, a national tour of no-kill shelters. And I was very, very lucky to secure Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter as my sponsor.
So
and they'll
nice.
Be donating product to all of the shelters I visit, as will Veruva.
Which is
great. So we're really
wonderful.
Excited.
That sort of everything
yeah.
comes full circle. We love that. So many people are familiar with your previous book, Homer's Odyssey, A Fearless Feline Tale, or How I Learned About Love and Life with a blind wonder cat. And Love Saves the Day, instead of being a memoir, because you really did have a blind cat, or you still do have Homer, is a wonderful spiritual kind of book. The no-kill shelters that you're going to are 15 to 20 major cities in the country. And how should people follow what you're doing and know when you're going to be in their town? It's going to be between May and July of this year, one to two shelters a week. Can you maybe give us a link for our website so people can link from RadioPetLady.com to what Gwen Cooper's doing and keep an eye on where you are? Because it'd be really fun for people to meet you and meet you at a shelter.
Yes, absolutely. Certainly part of what I'm hoping is of course, to get people into shelters and to create some adoption events and things like that around this. I'm actually still speaking with shelters. We will have a final list of shelters on February 14th, Valentine's Day. Love Saves the Day this Valentine's Day.
Nice.
And then from there will be updates on my website, which is gwencooper.com.
Pretty straightforward.
And we'll have a page with videos of all the shelters we're visiting and tour information and tour dates. And I will try to blog as I can. I think it's going to be an amazing tour. I'm really just so thrilled to get out there and to meet so many of the shelters that I've been corresponding with since Homer's Odyssey came out.
It's a wonderful idea. It's unique. It's special. The book is great. Dr. Sean has a copy on the way to him so he and his wife can both enjoy it because they're both.
Thank you.
Soft touches for, you know, a love story with a cat in it. I mean, that sort of could be their life. Oh, God, we have three more callers, and there's only 4 minutes, Gwen. What are we going to do?
We've got to finish with Gwen. We've got to keep
talking
to Gwen.
Oh, my God, of course we do. But what I want to say
is,
Gwen,
life is full of tough decisions.
We want you to call back in. If you can call back in on, after the tour starts, call on any Tuesday night and say, guess where I'm going this week or guess where I was last week. I mean, people are listening across the country on the show. So use us as one more way to reach the people who would love to meet you. They'd love to have a, you know, buy the book and get it signed and go to the shelters and meet you. So don't consider this a one-time thing. I mean, because everyone's, you know, memory is short. So they're going to hear it today and go, oh, then they're going to forget. So, you know, Valentine's Day, February 12th, we're on the air. Call us that Tuesday night and tell us all where you're going to be.
That sounds great. I really do appreciate that and appreciate the support. And I'll file some field reports from the road.
That would be great. We'd love it. And we'll talk about it on the air, and we'll link to it from RadioPetLady.com because what you're doing is special, and anyone who thinks outside the box is our kind of person.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gwen. Good luck.
Good luck. Have a great time.
But make sure that we
want to take the tour with you. And anybody who buys a copy of Love Saves the Day from Amazon or from a bookstore, take it with you and Gwen can sign it at these shelters, and then she'll be so happy you bought her book. Imagine. It'll all be good for everybody, and there's all the
– Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Have a great night, Gwen. Thank you for the call. Take care. All right, here's what we have. We had three people with broken hearts that couldn't get through. We've only got these few little minutes left, so I just want to say especially to Pat, who held for a really long time – and we didn't get to her, that I've asked her to send me an email to radiopetlady.com and or radiopetlady@gmail. Oh, God. Now I don't even remember what
it's getting.
It's getting late, and I'm trying to see if Gwen can send Sean an autographed copy. Of course he wants it autographed. We'll work on that. I don't think she's in the same place as the publisher. I think they're like on different posts or something.
We'll see what we can get. That's all right.
We'll see what we can get. But you do have a copy of Love Saves the Day coming to you.
We really appreciate
the calls. We love that you guys called. The very first night of the show, I just want to harken back a whole 3 weeks away. We were a one-hour show. Within 45 minutes, we realized we better be a two-hour show. That's before any of you found us. Now we're a two-hour show, and we don't have enough phone lines at BBS Radio. So we're going to have to like invest in more phone lines, which won't do any good because we can only talk to one person at a time. Right? I mean, so how many
unless you talk to one and I talk to one at the same time, but that might be
confusing. That's a good idea.
I don't know.
That'll be like a juggling act with four oranges.
We can talk to twice as many people at the same time.
I love it. That is such a funny idea. We really love the calls. We love the problems you have. We don't love that you're having them, but we
love helping.
We love helping. We love that you're reaching out for help. We have so many wonderful email questions that have come through. But as you can see, it's not like we have a whole lot of downtime where we're like humming and hawing and trying to read something. We can just barely remember which line anybody's on. But we're loving it. It's great. Now, next week is Anne Marie, the animal communicator. I've been saying this for 2 weeks because I don't even know what day of the week it is. You know, having a new radio show, we're building this into a network. Like I said, there's going to be 24/7 Radio Pet Lady Network, and this is going to be on every single night of the week, live on Tuesday, and every other night of the week you can listen if you weren't able to listen live, and tell your friends to listen. And if you're on the show and you want to know what you sounded like, listen the next night. You can hear for yourself. So the animal communicator is something else, Anne Marie Sawicki. It's Sean's night off. It's not going to be a busman's holiday. I can't imagine he'd be listening, but I am going to beg you to call in. I want you to ask a question about one of your pets and see what our compatriot who's sharing your time, I want you to know what
she says. See what she says. All right, I'm up to the challenge.
Get a kick out of it. We promise to take your call first. I mean, you get – certain rights.
I get priority. I get to, okay, first in line. Hey, I can do that.
Absolutely. And I just want to, with a few seconds left, remind you that there's a special Halo introductory promotion. There's a Necco Flies contest called Is Your Cat Weirder Than Bubba? Got to go to my website, radiopetlady.com, and look at this video. Tell us what's weirder about your cat than what Bubba does. He has to be blow-dried every day. And you're going to win a Necco Flies toy. Nordic Naturals has this fabulous contest, Me and My Dog and Me and My Cat. Just write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com. Super gifts, starting with the Dog Bible and the Cat Bible and Omega-3 product and T-shirts. And as you know, people get prizes every night on the show. And if you send me 10 email addresses of your pet-loving friends, I'm sending you one of the very last remaining limited edition, custom embroidered Cat Chat baseball caps, okay? And don't forget that if you go to Dr. Sean's store, go there through radiopetlady.com. It's the first thing you'll see, petcarenaturally.com. You need to get the special code for the 10% discount because all the stuff we've talked about tonight, you can get it from him. And guess where else you can't get it? Anywhere else. Because some of these things he designed himself, like
it's all special stuff.
It's special stuff, and you go to something like probiotics. When I say there's 1,000 products, there's probably 10,000. I go to Vitacost. I go to my local health food store. I don't know what to pick. Dr. Sean has picked the ones that he thinks are the best because they're the best, not because he has his choice. It's like all the advertisers on our show. We've invited them to be here. We only want you to be introduced to companies and products that we admire, that we respect, that we believe in, because it's too confusing out there. You know, how do you choose things? It's just really hard. So we're here to help you choose. And the Necco Flies toy you can also get at RadioPetLady.com. I don't sell anything, but you can get the 10% discount by going through it. Oh, my God. Our time is up. Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Have a great night.